Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
That's right. What's going on, y'all? Everything is everything. Shit. I'm doing so much, and I'm having so much fun doing it. I just don't know what to say. You know this is my show, the Ask Rosebud Show. This fly-ass show is brought to you by the AskRosebud.com. And you can find a lot of information there. Information you're going to need to repair that dating life you have. You know, you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. And don't forget, my name got two D's in it. For a double dose of this wisdom, I'm going to be sharing with you. And you know, this show is needed. I don't know why y'all don't, you know, call in and punch one more. But the number is 657-383-0809. And you know what we do. We talk about problems most men have in their relationships. And we talk about what to do to handle them. And, you know, we basically are more, we're a preemptive strike force. Because we look for shit. We look for shit to handle before that shit handles us. That's just the way we are. I don't know if you know it, but your relationship ain't the only damn relationship that have problems. I sure have them. I have them all the goddamn time. But as real men, we need to know how to keep our motherfucking nuts when we deal with them goddamn problems. I'm sure you know the second rule of the AVPs of dating is you got to understand and follow instructions. And if you don't know, then that's because you ain't been to my site. Now, tonight, I mean, we're going to talk about a lot of different things. And the reason, you know, because we didn't talk about all these topics several times during this year, but we need to address, you know, what the real problems are. And one of the major ones is your appearance. I talked about this about 2 weeks ago, and I got a lot of people asking me about this. And it's the reason I talked about your appearance, because your appearance is the one thing that you can actually control in your life. When you don't have control of a lot of different areas in your life, you will always have control of your appearance. You know, even when you're at a low point, you can make a concentrated effort to appear all right. You got to first understand that the only thing a person see of you is what you look like. If they don't know you, all they get to see to make their judgments is what the fuck you look like. Some of you guys got big bushy beards with big naturals or medium naturals, and that's scary to a lot of bros. I'm not saying cut your beard. I ain't saying cut your hair. I'm just saying you better understand that that's scary to a lot of bros. You can't approach them, hey, what's going on? And then about two sentences later, you ask them what they're doing today. You can't do that. I got dudes in my class doing that. It's not cool to do that. You got to doggone understand. You don't have to be formally dressed But, you know, being informal don't mean that you should drop, you know, or lose the etiquette that you do have. When you out and you run into a group of women, this is true. You better understand this. Each and every one of them has made an immediate opinion of you based on what they see. They all either see somebody with swag coming to them or somebody without swag. Then when they see the swag, they're going to start judging this, that, and the other as you come. When they see there's no swag, they're going to judge another set of this, that, and the other. Even if you immaculately dress, if you ain't, you know, in complete order with your teeth, your smile, your attire, your attitude, and your demeanor, you just can tell LeBron's you're fake. They can see it. I wish I could impress upon you how easily they can see it. It is really easy for them to see. Everything about you should say the same thing. Whenever a female sees you and you smile and she sees that bright sparkle in your smile, she wants everything to be like your smile. The rest of your appearance, your breath fresh, your nails manicured, you know, feet probably pedicured if you get that far. And I'm saying is everything should match. And I'm just saying everything should say the same thing. You can't give these mixed signals, which you guys do, and you blame the women. You look one way and talk another way. This is one of the main reasons that you should concentrate more on who you are. Because if you can't represent who you are by the way you speak, along with the way you carry yourself, I mean, hey, you're going to have it hard, bro. No, not really. You just ain't going to get the quality woman you want. Jewelry ain't got nothing to offer you, you know, when you a man about the world. You know, clothes don't have a thing to do with shit unless it's, you know, the clothes are on you. And you just, it makes you feel good, I guess, to wear this particular outfit. I can see that. Your car ain't got shit to do with nothing after attracting attention. All these things are simply an extension of one real thing in the world. That motherfucking thing trumps everything. And the only thing that trumps all of those things together is what you think of yourself. Those things, all that shit are only tools. They're tools that you think a watch, a ring, a girl in your mind, any of that shit. Used to attract a woman, and when you see that attraction, you have to get at her. Not any of those things you depend on will open their mouth and say shit, because they don't have a mouth and they can't talk. All that stuff does is bring attention to you, which is what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to bring attention to you. But if you got on this fly shit and some woman walked past you and you don't know what to say, or you don't know how to talk, you don't know how your diction is, you know, you ain't paid attention to none of the shit that the fucking broad's gonna be paying attention to. So that's why you're scared to talk. That's why you motherfucking don't have shit to say. Because you got on that watch. And you was depending on that watch to catch. And when that watch did catch, it only attracted. And you couldn't talk because that fucking watch, it did its job. Your job is to be able to carry the ball after the motherfucker get the ball to you. I'm just saying, you got to realize, have your watch or your outfit ever said anything that made a woman fall into your arms? I'm telling you, all that stuff do is bring attention to you. That's all it does. It's still about you and what the fuck you got to say. You guys got to learn that they do not catch for you that shit. And if they ever did, if that shit ever did catch for you, you didn't got a fucked up problem. You didn't got involved with a wretched woman, and it's best to get away ASAP. I mean, what good is listening to the things that we talk about to get at a woman or to get at women if your hygiene ain't right? I mean, I'm telling you, I've been in the car with motherfuckers that stink, and I had to get out the car and didn't say nothing. I just told them I feel like walking. How can you have integrity if you allow your teeth to suffer? I'm just saying, when you go out or out in public, your whole persona is exemplified by the way you carry yourself. It's magnified by the degree you enjoy people watching you. When you consider yourself, oh, I trip because I just finished some shit today. And I was about to say it, and I ain't going to say that damn shit. But anyway, I got my male confidence. I got 1.0, 2.0, 3.0. I got SWU. I got all these things going for me, you know, I'm getting enrollment in my school, you know. I ain't really tripping about that. It's just that it's just like a steady little, you know, taste of people. It ain't really increasing. But I do have my shit. Finna take off with the social media thing, so that may bring me more. But I got a lot of shit that we could be talking about if more of you motherfuckers knew it. 347, what's up?
What's up, Rosebud? It's a Jay from New York. I tried calling on Thursday, but I got. What's up, man? I just want to make it real quick and fast, man. Say, I love that show you got, man. Drop Up a Dime. I love it. It's a great show. I support you. I'm dropping likes, dropping comments, man. You're doing your thing. It's a real fly show.
Hey, man. Thank you. I appreciate that, bro.
No doubt.
All right. You know, I'm telling you, I've been doing a lot of shit. When you consider yourself to be an alpha motherfucker, whether you work 9 to 5 or you get your money from the streets, it don't fucking matter. Attention is what sparks you. It's just spinach. You know, teeth and any other aspect of your appearance will be a source of insecurity if you know they are not up to par. You know, your hygiene ain't up to par. You know, your shirt ain't ironed properly. You know, your breath stink or some of your hair ain't right. I mean, that shit is going to make you flex. You might think you ain't flexing, but it's going to make you flex. So what I'm saying, and what we all need to understand, but really, I ain't really talking about your teeth as much as I'm saying your whole persona should match. I know people got teeth missing and can't help it. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, everything should match. I believe you should believe everything about you should represent where you're coming from concerning your mentality. And I know these motherfuckers heard of Popeye. That motherfucker needed spinach to be at his best. And for you, you need attention. Attention is your spinach. And if your persona is properly coordinated, it will give you a kind of strength. And you can use it to promote your concerns. And that's what it's all about when you out. Sometimes you out to meet people for business. Fine. You can still be this way and just direct your conversation toward a business topic. Sometimes you out for pleasure. You can use this shit that I'm talking about all the time. You know, some of you guys have been successful at gaining confidence from my course. I mean, you probably really understand what I'm saying. But the other guys out there that haven't, you just have to go on faith until you doggone, you know, make that leap and get laced at SWU. When you out, you know, you being on the winning side of the night, that should be your main concern. But no, you guys got to whine about so much shit. Fuck that. You got to be fully prepared, right down to the color of your socks. I'm talking about shit got to match so that when you cross your leg, your belt, and your socks talking shit to each other. or your shirt and your socks talking shit, and your belt and your shoes talking shit. I'm telling you, this kind of shit gives you courage. The same courage you're going to need to be brave enough to reach out to a woman you've known all of 5 seconds. And you're going to be able to speak to that bitch as if you've been knowing her all her goddamn life. Yeah, my course has helped you with that, but the rest comes from your participation in learning it. Man, you see past any woman's outer beauty or her goddamn curves, and then you look for the key that's going to open that motherfucker up to you. Because that's what it's about, getting them to open up to you. Nicole! Come here. I'm finna tell you motherfuckers something, like some real shit like that. Hey, I asked you, I forgot I asked you to be in here because I was going to say some shit that I wanted you to comment on. But I'm telling these motherfuckers about opening a motherfucking woman up. Man, goddamn, you ain't got to tell them how I opened you up. But is it important?
Yes.
You ain't talking to me.
Yes, it's very important.
You're so fucking silly. Any motherfucker, I want you to do better than when I ask you something again. You got, and don't leave out the next time I do a show. But go on now, cause I'm busy and you ain't into it. Go ahead, baby. Hey, I don't be trying to help like that. See, so baby didn't sound like she was into it, but I'm gonna have this motherfucker answer some questions y'all might have about bitches. Because, you know, that's how it go. I look past outer beauty because it's a fine motherfucker here. But I be talking that goddamn shit. In order to be this way, you got to be 100% confident that your motherfucking appearance represents the man you want to be. The man you want to be perceived as. It all has to represent. This is why I win. Because I talk so much whatever shit. Motherfucking bitch just know I'm talking shit. Yeah. But when they get in my... I got an old car. I done had it 20 years. I bought it new. But I hope I don't buy no more cars. But I don't really care about that shit. But what I'm saying is, bitch getting my car running like a new car. It looked like a new car. It's nice. Bitch coming home with me as I talk shit in the motherfucking car. Bitch walking in. All my house clean as fuck. All the plants, all the everything in here is organized like a motherfucker. Even though a motherfucking bitch didn't left here, tried to leave me in disarray. What the fuck I care? I straightened that shit up, got another bitch up in here now. And what I'm saying is this. Bitch told me last night. I ain't had the bitch up here but since Friday. Bitch told me last night. Goddamn, I have never met a more real motherfucker that just do shit. Because I be doing shit. Because I know what catch a bitch. I don't need your pussy or nothing. Of course, every move I'm making is so I can knock the back out of the motherfuckers. But no, just like I did that bitch, girl, you just sit your ass up in here and let me do some work on my computer. And all the time I'm kicking it with her. And she's just eating this shit up because I'm busy. And after a couple of hours, a nigga talking some more shit. Then he just say, I'm ready. You ready? Fuck you mean you ready? I'm talking cold. I'm talking about motherfucking cold. What the fuck you talking about? You ready? You can take me now. Take you where? Home? Hey, nigga got to make that motherfucker ask for that shit. Because what I'm saying is I ain't ever asking for no motherfucking pussy. Bitch gonna give me some because I took it mentally first. Already to fuck the shit out this motherfucker when she done goddamn looked in my crib. Then of course, tell her to go check my bed. Not check it, but go put your shit in the bed. Oh, God, new towels. Nah, them ain't no new towels, bitch. They just ain't no cheap towels. And when the nigga, you know, wash them, they still look good and shit. Yeah, that shit catches. You guys can, you know, work like you work. I work smarter, not harder. Fuck that. All that shit works. Then my motherfucking silverware. All matches. Air motherfucking glasses. Dishes. Bitch think I'm some kind of motherfucking, well, I don't know what, but she sure right. Because I am that. And you know what that does, fellas? That gets them mentally in line. That gets them mentally to accept you organized. That gets them ready to do whatever you have for them to do because of the organization you're showing. And as I, you know, preach, I don't get pussy for free. I'm sure y'all done already seen this motherfucker starting to blast me all over that social media shit that I didn't know nothing about. I only knew about Facebook. But it's got skills. And I got needs. So what? I ain't gonna get them satisfied. Man, you motherfuckers is crazy. You don't know who you fucking with. I don't have no goddamn problems catching no bitch. Nicole, bring your ass here. Now you watch. Baby, you taking a long fucking oath. Do you know? I just told these motherfuckers I don't have no problems catching no bitches. I have a problem catching you. Did I catch you? Yes, you got. I can't hear you.
Yes. Woo!
Are you good in cult?
Well, no, am
I? I think you are, motherfucker, because I was down and dirty with mine. Now, I want to know.
I'm here, aren't I?
All right, you little. Hey, and you fine, ain't you? You fine, motherfucker.
I'm cooking you something to eat. Bye.
See, come on, man. You guys got to know how to stay in tune with your goddamn self. I sound rough, but believe me, that bitch ready to get fucked right now. Just because I did what I did just now. That's just all it is to it. I know what to fucking do. I turn a bitch on. What's up, 707?
Hey, what's up, Rosebud? There it goes.
What's happening?
Logan,
what's up?
I called, man. Why don't I tune in? I haven't tuned in in so long. That's on me. It's only hurting me not tuning in. But, hey, I feel like what you're talking about is kind of what happened to me right now because I had knocked me a black bra. And, you know, like through her mom and shit. And we went and kicked it last night, but I got invited to go to this barbecue. But, man, this bitch is getting straight disrespectful. Like, out of the blue. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of a shocker. So I just, you know, I kind of just let it known I don't have no problems knocking another bitch. You know, I said, I'll go knock another black girl. I ain't tripping.
Hey,
you know,
Logan,
and I
love you. All that shit you talking. All that shit she's saying is brought on because that bitch didn't believe what you was saying. Period. You ain't even supposed to tell that bitch you'll go knock another black bitch. You're supposed to leave that bitch alone. period. You should have said, you know what? No, I'm just saying, you're supposed to say, hey, you know what? You got a foul mouth and I got something to do. And you're supposed to leave. You fuck her, fuck her family, fuck everything she's talking about. Standing there talking about what you can do is letting her know you ain't shit.
Yeah.
You're supposed to show that bitch what you would do. And you ain't about to slap her. You finna get the fuck away from her because she below your motherfucking ass. You didn't show her.
You know, we could be friends.
Logan.
You
talking shit, man. I don't want to hear that shit. Because you stayed and talked to that bitch when you should have left. So
I did good at leaving. I left it alone. They tried to call me back. I didn't even answer.
Whatever, man. You should have said all that shit at first. Man, be cool.
Man.
All right, see, what I'm saying, man, I ain't no cheerleader. You know, I don't want to hear that fucking shit. I want to hear some strong shit. I ain't trying to hear no goddamn some bitch is very disrespectful. And I told her, man, as soon as you say that bitch disrespectful, your next sin was, and I go headed to my car. And when she tried, then I might want to hear what the bitch tried to say. But as long as you did what you were supposed to do, she going to do what she's supposed to do. And you know what that is? Cream. That's what they do. Turn around, leave the bitch, fuck you and your barbecue, bitch. And I'm about to say, fuck your family. But I ain't going to say that. I'm just going by my business. She going to hear all that, and I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to open my mouth. I'm going to look at that bitch and give her one of my looks, and I'm turning around and leaving. Where you going? I ain't even answering. I'm gone, bitch. Talking shit. You got to have the frame of mind that you issuing out drugs to this bitch. And you got to, like, think she's turning into the drug fiend. So I'm going to give her some, then I'm giving her a little. Then I might give her some more. You talking about conversation. That's all you talking about is conversation. But you got to think like this about your conversation. Because if you just keep talking to a bitch that ain't worth shit, you wasting your time. Plus, you tearing down your fucking integrity. You ain't supposed, I mean, if y'all together and you seeing a problem, blah, 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 and she ain't shit, you ain't got to walk out on the bitch right away, but you better straighten her motherfucking ass up with the moves you make. If you don't make no moves and you still, you know, dealing with this problem, you're going to deal with it and you're going to be living with it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I am not, my partner Steve the Dean, he always say, I'm drama free. Now, I ain't drama free, but I ain't going to have none of that goddamn shit going on too much. You know, I know bitches. Steve know bitches the way he know them. I didn't have them. You can't have a crew of bitches and not have some problems. So I ain't trying to have a problem-free life. I know I'm handling and problem come up right then. And when I decide whatever is to be done, if it ain't cool with the bitch, I ain't mad. Just get your ass away from me. Because I ain't having you around me telling me shit. And so be it. That's how it is. That's how it's supposed to be. I ain't saying I know everything. I'm just saying I believe what I'm doing is going to take me where I'm trying to go without any assistance as far as direction. But now as far as business help, I might can use some of that. Which is where, you know, I put together a real quick plan, which I ain't thought of no goddamn plan. I've been planning it, but I brought it like I was. The baby started creaming, and then I said the magic words. I said, girl, you ain't got to sell your motherfucking pussy to pay me. All you got to do is what the fuck I say. And when you do it, it's got to help me in the way that I wanted it to help me. You think you could do that? I know I can, Rosebud. Well, shit, baby, you might, you know, have yourself a place on the ship. I place value on me. And the bitch do, too, because I do. I show them. You ain't fucking with me for nothing. ain't fucking with you for now. I don't want to fuck with no bitch and don't want to have nothing with that bitch. You sure ain't getting the fuck with me and don't give me something. And I'm going to get what the fuck I asked for. You got to be sharp. You know, observation is key. Because just as a motherfucker has judged you in a fraction of a second, you should have seen any indication in her appearance that she is a motherfucking fake. But me, I don't wait to see it. I already know it. I know the woman's a fake. And let me tell you something, fellas. McGee, some game. This shit is how you can tell every bitch you meet is a fake. And the only one that is not is the one that don't have any of this. First of all, what do bitches do when they get up in the morning? They fucking wash their face, brush their teeth. Then they fucking look at they got themselves and see what they don't like. 713, what's up?
Hey, what's up? This is Dave. This is how you can tell they fake. They wake up in the morning, they put on the weave, they put on the eyelashes, the makeup, contour makeup, everything, you know, everything about them is fake from their appearance.
Check this out, man. I was finna give you kudos because I know you're a goddamn SWU student, but you left out hella shit, man. Hella shit.
But go ahead and finish the rest, Professor.
Well, the thing is, what do? They wake up and they fucking can't stand what they're looking at. So they start from the top. And they look, they get their hair prepared for a fucking wig. They don't put the wig on yet, but they make sure they got their hair wig ready to go when they finish. Then they look at their forehead. They don't like that, so they start, like you said, putting that contour makeup on. Then they don't like their eyebrows, so they draw another set of eyebrows on their goddamn face. Then they look at their eyes. They don't like their fucking eyes, so they put some different eyelids, some eye color, whatever you call them things, contacts, put them in there. Then they don't like their eyes still, so they put some lashes on. And we ain't even got to their mouth. Then they got to draw their lips some colors. Then that ain't good, so they draw lines around the colors to outline their lips. And we ain't even talking about their body. What I'm saying is, what do a motherfucking dude do? What do a dude do? A dude get up, wash his face, brush his teeth, and that's it. That's it. He comb his hair, you know, that kind of shit. But what I'm saying, he ain't drawing no contours on his cheeks. Bitches, They don't like their shape, so they put on girdles or whatever they got. Then they put on heels because they think they too short. What do they like about themselves? What do they like about themselves? Their hair ain't right. They got to put on the wig now because they got everything straight. And they're putting on the wig. And they go out the door, stop a cab, hop in the cab. The first thing that bitch say out her mouth is that she wished she could find a real man. This is what I don't understand. Shit. 313, what's up?
Uncle Bud, what's going on? It's Q from Detroit.
Q, what's happening, brother? Q the barber?
No, not Q the barber.
Oh, okay. What's happening?
Shit, in a minute I'll be going to barber school, though. But, yeah, I hear you talking about appearance and shit. I know it's important to have your appearance on point, you know, clothes, grooming, things of that nature. But how important is it to also have a cologne wardrobe?
Oh, my goodness. Bro, that is essential. Come here, Nicole. Quickly. It was a couple of things you said you liked about me, but... What I hope you say it. What was one of them?
You're a gentleman.
I know I'm a gentleman, but okay. What about the cologne?
You
smell good all the time. All the time. Everyone knows you smell good. Everyone compliments you on that. You're a gentleman besides the P word. You're a man first. You're a whole goddamn man. Can I finish cooking? Bye.
Hey, but what I'm saying, bro, that's what that bitch said. When I ran, she said, God, you smell good. She said that fucking shit. And what I'm saying is, I got like over 100 bottles of cologne. And I wear them all. I wear them all, bro. And sometimes I even mix them. And I'm telling you, you don't want to have the same, you know, like a certain one and wear that all the time. But you know, whatever it is, if it's like pastel type fragrance, soft, flowery type fragrance, or sweet or whatever, you can get a lot of them in that vein, a lot of different ones in that vein. Or like I do, I get what I like. I really like that fucking Cuba. It's not a really expensive cologne, but I really like it. I got about 23 different Cubas, but I got all kind of shit. It's very important to fucking have a cologne wardrobe. And 313, you got to hit me on my email, because I got to give you something for that, man. I'm going to steal that from you, man. Cologne wardrobe. Hey, when you hear me saying it, don't get mad, man, because I'm sure finna use that one, bro. That was a good one.
Okay. You know, you my man. I got you. I'm going to hit you on the email.
For sure. 347, what's up? 347. Hey, what's happening?
Much, ain't much. I'm gonna say, yo, just put me back in the queue. I'm just enjoying it though, man. But there's a lot of dope stuff, a lot of dope stuff on there.
All right, brother, for sure. 7-1. Oh, this is Dave. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, this is Dave again, man. This is a dope show, man. And you keep calling your woman in there, she gonna burn your food up. But anyway, what's a Cuba? what kind of cologne is that? Cuba? What is that? Never heard of that.
Hey, man, Cuba. It's called Cuba. But it's spelled Cuba, and it's at all the doggone fragrance shops. But it's in a it's shaped like a cigar, like a Cuban cigar. The container is shaped that way, and there's different colors. I mean, you can tell the particular fragrance by the band. All the things are the same, either gold or silver. But then they got a particular color band on it that lets you know what it is. But I just, when I see a different color band, I don't even smell it. I just buy it. I buy anything. Hey, listen, man. I'm going to be telling, this is something all you guys going to love. Cuba, you can buy that motherfucker for sometimes $15, but most times $10. Big old motherfucking Cuban cigar. And you spray that shit on and it lasts. I'm telling you. And bitches fucking love Cuba. I'm telling you. That's what I had on when I picked this up.
Hey, I love this fly ass show, man. SWU October 1st.
You know it, baby. So the thing about us, not us, but the thing about what I was going to start talking about SWU. See, most dudes just don't understand the points that I be trying to make, because, you know, they think designer clothes or, you know, designer shit, you know, they think it means something, but it really don't. It only means that you have a few dollars to spend on some clothes. That's all it means. As far as registering to a woman, all it does is tell her how she can charge you. She looks at your clothes and she sees what she need to say, what she need to do, whether you got a black card or a gold card. 347, you got something else to say? Look like you got off and came back home. Did you?
Is that me right there talking to me?
347-363, did you have something to say?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nah, I did get on and off from earlier, but I would say this, though. As far as when you're talking with the cologne, because I is the cologne thing is that there's a season for all the colognes and type of shit, and sometimes you got to know, as you were saying, you know, whether you go with something light, but you can go with something more with a bite to it.
Like okay, check this out. No, listen, you're wrong. You're right.
Because,
listen, you're right because Peckerwood say about the seasons, and they determine this is right for that. I don't go for that shit. I go for what the fuck I want to wear tonight. I don't give a goddamn what season it is. I ain't even thinking like that. I want a whole bunch of different shit so that I can decide what I want to wear tonight. And I don't give a damn about the season. Now, even I will admit that I choose some for the daytime, you know, and some for night. I will admit that. But as far as the particular seasons, I don't think that's right.
Oh, okay. I can do it.
All right. 347 again. Another 347. What's up with you? 667. What's happening?
Hey, I wanted to know which was your favorite Cuba and which one did you have on Friday?
They don't have names. They just have the band. And I had the gold band. I had the gold band on.
Mm.
They got the gold band, the red band, the burgundy brand. They got like all kind of bands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just buy them by the bands. I never saw a name on it, just Cuba.
Okay. All right.
Right on, bro.
No doubt.
So the thing is, when a woman sees you as having a little money, she just going to play her hand accordingly. So my point is your frame of mind is one of the most important keys to catching. Your clothes and all that glamour bullshit is just a part of your overall appearance. And if your appearance really represents you, it should say how you live. So what I'm saying is it's okay to have jewelry. Don't get me wrong. I don't wear it anymore, but I'm going to say you got a nice watch, man. Ain't nothing wrong with you wearing your watch. Even if it's like a watch you only wear sometimes. Ain't nothing wrong with you wearing your damn watch, but you just got to remember, if that motherfucker catches somebody's eye, you still got to catch whoever that bitch is. That watch ain't going to do shit for you once that bitch start talking to you. If your appearance represents how you live, then you can't be dressed to the nines and go home to a crib that's in shambles. I mean, knowing that your crib is neat, it plays in the back of your mind, and you can't wait to get her there so she could cream on how you let her in, and she's so surprised. And it's exactly the opposite if your crib is not neat. You dread going there, and you know, you're talking about excuse my place before you even get there. You know, all of those stupid shit, man. That's all second grade shit. You got to know that your crib, you got to know that your tiles, your sheets, all that shit is coordinated. And check this, though, man. I didn't, and the bitch said this to me, too. I mean, I don't know how you guys can expect a woman to be comfortable in your bathroom if she see a fucking ring around your goddamn bathtub and stains in your damn toilet. I mean, she say, damn, your shit is just like, I will admit, I did know you was coming, so I did clean this motherfucker up, but my goddamn shit is always, you know, in order. So it may have a pitch drop on it once or twice, but God damn it, I keep my shit in order. And, you know, in order to run a woman with your confident conversation, you got to inundate yourself into representing what you say out your mouth. I'm telling you. So I get up today, and they said, you know, what you said, I'm going to look really good. if you made it sort of look like a throne. Shit. I didn't, you know, think of that, but that was a good idea. There ain't shit to do. So I went and bought the shit and did it. Man, you should have just seen that bitch. Not because I did it so well. Because I just thought of it, or she thought of it, and I seen it and went and done it. The bitch just can't get enough of seeing a motherfucker do what he say. I can't impress that on you guys enough. I win a lot because I do what the fuck I say. Bitches love a motherfucker that does that. Because too many of you motherfuckers don't do it. This bitch told me she go and sometimes she sees when she flushes the toilet, she sees shit come. Not human shit, but some kind of bullshit come out the water that's flushing down. Yeah, well, baby, you ain't got to worry about none of that shit. You got to be after the whole woman, not just her motherfucking pussy. You know, I'm like this. If I get the woman, I know as many women as I've had, I've never had one come with me and leave her pussy somewhere else. So it seems like to me, if you get the bitch, the pussy coming with her. I mean, that's to me. I don't know if you know that, but if you try to get the pussy, you might get the pussy and miss the bitch. Shit. That's kind of backwards to me, man. It only stands to reason that if you go after the woman, you're going to automatically get the pussy when you catch the woman. It's a package deal. You don't fucking get one without the other. You can't catch a woman without obtaining her pussy. But you can definitely get some pussy and miss the woman. That's backwards. If you want to become a ladies' man, you just have to be conscious of what your persona represents. And whenever you are around women, you got to emphasize what your persona represents. And I'm going to give you a gem right now. And that, if you allow yourself to think past pussy, you'll be surprised at how much goddamn pussy come to you. If you just get it off your mind and stop thinking about it. This ain't for squares only. This is for men of all walks of life. And until you goddamn catch a few women using the techniques that I'm talking about, it will seem as if it's impossible. But it's not. You just got to believe what you're doing is right and keep trying it. And once you realize that you can catch and you understand that your appearance and your nuts are responsible for catching her, you'll stop thinking about that shit and things will turn around. You'll start thinking about your appearance and what you got to say and how you stand on what you say. You will start thinking about that way more than what woman you're going to talk to, because you know you are always thinking, if I don't stand on my nuts, woo-woo-woo, I ain't going to catch her. The alumni who took me serious and became students to themselves, you know, they definitely went use my course, but they challenged themselves. Sure, I challenged them, but they gave themselves the challenge. And they see the results that I'm speaking about. And they're able to not think about who they're going to be fucking with tonight. They don't know who they're going to be fucking with tonight. They might want to fuck with Betty and end up talking to Barbara and get in action. This kind of shit is liberating to a man. You know, men who've, like, taken the courses, they're so fucking conceited that they only think of what their mission is, whatever it is that night. And how do they do it? Meticulously. That's how they fucking do it. They take the courses serious. And they do all in their power to tackle every obstacle they come across. And they try to tackle it with something they learned in the course. This is what that shit is for you to use it. I ain't talking about dress appearance. I'm talking about the appearance they see when they thinking about giving you some action. That's the time she really gonna check you out. I'm serious though. Do your apartment look like your car, which looks like your jewels, which looks like your clothes, which all should reflect you? Does it? The key to really catching a woman is to get her to get at you. And you know the way to do, well, you should, no, maybe you don't, but the way to do that is to show her all of your qualities as a genuine man. You just show that shit to her as you're talking to her, you know, because this bitch know I'm opening the door for her. I'm doing all this shit that you motherfuckers be talking about, man, that's soft, that's weak, yeah, but they get the bitch pussy wet. And all you motherfuckers trying to fuck the bitch. It's not this bitch, but a bitch. Every motherfucker got a few catchphrases he likes to use, and if you don't, you better develop a few. You need to do that, because catchphrase is another way you can catch a woman if you use it at the right time. Which is after you've allowed her enough of your ass to see. The way I use catchphrases is like I lie and tell them I'm leaving, something like that. Or you know, it's like leaving a trail for her to follow. You know, the catchphrases I use. I do that with my conversation the way I show you in the courses. A conversation is like myself will lure a woman into accepting the challenge, and when she does, damn, I'm having that bitch. And I don't really kick it with no woman no long time. I mean, I ain't trying to, you know, it's not waste my time if the bitch is really liking me. But what I'm saying is you got to know that the less after they like you, the less of you they get to be around, the more they want to be with you. You have to, like, make a reason you got to leave. And it won't be money. But I'll, you know, I might better some, you know, a challenge. I'm finna leave, baby, blah, blah, blah. But she's going to make it to stay. Well, if you could do this, you know, I might stay. You know, something like that, you know. But now, the challenge, it don't have to be hard. I like the stare down challenge. You know, a lot of women know of it, but they don't know how dudes hurt them too. But the stare down challenge is a good one for two reasons. It's gonna help you catch her because of the intensity she's gonna put into staring at you without blinking, and this is gonna be like hypnotizing to her. All you got to do is just keep a firm gaze to her eyes. And as you stare in her eyes without saying anything, you're actually seducing her with your eye movement, not your eyeball movements, but your eyebrow. You moving your eyebrow in different ways, upward, sideways, and all that shit. Now, like I say, if she gets you to blink first, then whatever. But if she blinks first, you're going to do whatever. I don't know what you're going to make her do. But the way you win, you can't lose if you do this. Let's say you've been doing it for a minute, and you started out like 2-3 feet apart. As you're doing it, you step closer. And you keep stepping closer. And you get closer and closer. If you could get nose to nose, do it. But she won't last that long. When you get about a half a foot, maybe 9 inches away, she's going to blink. And this is something, it's nature. It's human nature. You don't even really have to be better than her to do this. It's just that she's not going to be able to take you being in that close of a parameter up to her. So what I'm saying is your closeness is going to distract her and she's going to blink. But what that does is establish some sort of like, not bond, but it makes it really easy to touch her and shit. And you know, you got to touch her, you know, to get her to get comfortable to being touched without it being a sexual situation. Because if you can't really touch her, you know, freely without it being sex or sexual, then you're going to have a hard time making your touch be sexual. So you got to understand, you have to verbally say these things, girl. When I touch you, I ain't necessarily trying to, you know, get you hotter, man. You got to say that shit. Bitch might say, oh, I know, you know. Yeah, but you say that shit because saying that shit gets them hot. It just makes them think about it. You got to understand, you don't want to say out your mouth what you're going to do or what you want to do. You have to say things to make her offer what you want. And when you want that pussy, you just, shit, laugh, well, fuck when. But anyway, you get the massage in that neck, you know, and you got to be strong, but you don't really do it strong. You just be strong a little bit, then you do it real gentle, and then you motherfucking, like, stop. And then the bitch all won't lean on. Man, I mean, this stuff is all seducing. And when you seduce the bitch and you fuck her because you seduced her, man, it's a whole nother ball game. They love that shit. They women. Women can't help but love what they love. They can't fucking help it. And since I know what they love, it's really easy for me to satisfy them. Because I'm telling you, well, I know how to fuck a bitch. Well, I'm pretty sure I fuck a bitch good. But that bitch is already fucked before I fuck her. And that's what's really the good thing about what I do with a bitch, because it don't make me have to, you know, I ain't got to work that goddamn hard. And you work smarter, not harder. I take what the fuck I want, and if, you know, I want to, what I don't need, I may allow someone to use it, or I may even give it to someone, but I ain't got to do it. I don't owe nobody shit. All my bills is paid. 347, what's up, bro?
Yo, as speaking of that, working smarter, not harder, tell me about the body language and how important, and whether that weighs more, being more in tune with reading body language weighs more than actually your conversation, or does it?
Yeah, but wait, man. Wait. Listening to you, man, if I told you about it, you wouldn't do it. You know, you guys want to know all this stuff, but
no,
you don't want to.
I would do it. Cool.
Yeah, I'm sure. What I'm saying is that's what everybody says, and it takes courage and confidence to do this. And listening to your voice, you sound really insecure. You do. So I don't know what make you think you're saying. You know, I ain't wasting my time, bro. I ain't wasting my time like that. Anyway, about body language. About body language, I tell you this, body language is something that you assign. There is no words, her leg means this, and her leg turning this way means that. It ain't no none of that. I tell you that much. Hey, get my shit, man. Learn something. Hey, 973, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? Can you hear me? Because I'm on this
speaker
type of phone. Okay, cool, man. This is Jimmy. And I just wanted to say to you first, man, give you props, man, for what you're doing out there, man. You helped me out a lot. I found myself once I started fucking with you, and I looked around to see where I was, man, in my state of being, man, I had to get back up on my feet, man. I just wanted to thank you.
Sometimes it takes something like whatever you got from me, bro. That's why I do it, man, because there's a lot of y'all out there that just need that push. We call it a punch in the chest. Some people need more than that. They can get the course. But then you got people that need punching in the chest.
Right, right. I do got a question, though, man.
What's that?
I'm out with this bitch, right? And I started talking to her, blah, blah. And I asked her the question, tell me something I don't know. And she says, well, I haven't fucked with a man in about 20 years. And she want to fuck with me. And she said, well, I think you can make me feel like a woman. Fuck me up for a minute, man. I had to just stop and think about that shit. And I'm a competitive motherfucker. But
yeah, but man, you believe that bullshit, man? Come on, man. You didn't go for that.
Hey, man.
That's some whack shit, man. Hey, listen, bro, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. What would a woman telling you that she ain't been with a man in 20 years, what would she be telling you?
Well, she was fucking a little girl. She said she was fucking with women.
That's right. She's telling you she's a lesbian. So what I'm saying is, do you think that whatever it is about you made her want to be with a man? Or would it be more obvious that that's her come on line?
It was hard for me to discern that.
No, it's not, man. Listen, wait, stop. It's not. No, it's not hard. You just have to discern it. You can say, whatever, yes or no, whichever one. And if it's right, it's cool. If it's wrong, it's cool, because you'll learn something either way. But not doing anything, you don't learn nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even I still fucked with it for a second, but I didn't know if I wanted to continue fucking with it, man, because I ain't got no time to be trying to train nobody and shit.
No, well, man, there you go, man. You ain't got time to train. What's the best dog to have? An old dog has his own ways, or a new dog that don't have any.
A new dog, man. That's what I think.
So here's a lesbian bitch that don't fuck with dudes, meaning she's new. You can train her easily. But I wouldn't have fucked with her either, but for different reasons. And if I would have fucked with her, I would have went straight sexual. You ain't fucked with a man, so that means you want me to get off in your pussy now? You seeing that in me already? And you would have threw her. You can't let no bitch throw you.
Right.
Flip that shit on her, man.
I appreciate that, bud.
All right, bro. For sure.
All right. Okay.
So the thing is, I come hard. Not fuck you, bitch. Not that kind of hard. I come hard though, man. And my thing is to get the bitch to be not afraid of me, but a respectful fear of me. Hey, 973, did I just do you?
You muted me. You put me back in the queue.
Okay, but I just got you though, right?
Yeah, you got me.
Okay.
I gotta do press.
You had another question?
Well, I did about another.
Go ahead. What is it?
Man. All right, so this other hoe I'm fucking with and shit, I'm talking to her and shit, and she in the ride, and she's kind of animated with her gestures, and she points across my face. Now, I don't like people in my space like that and shit, with a finger, like to give directions or whatever. I just ain't with that shit. I don't like that shit, man. And I said, hey, listen, man, you put your finger in my face like that, I said, at least put something on it. You know what I mean? Because I don't want your hand just in my face any old time. And
hey, check this out, bro.
Like,
bro,
yeah.
Check this out. Listen to me. She put her hand to say something. Why you didn't knock her motherfucking hand away?
You're right. I could have did that.
No, you ain't no coulda to it. I'm talking about you guys are so soft. You want to explain some shit, but yet she in your face. She in your space. Come on, man. What? You going to let her stick her finger in you or something, man? No, bitch. You're going to have to call her a bitch, but I'm saying get your fucking hand out of my face. You know, you got to put a broad in her place, man. You can't ask her to be in her place. She going to say no. All right, bro. Is that
all
it?
All right, man. That's it, man. That's it.
All right, that's so 313, what's happening? 313, you there? Three, four, seven. What about you?
Yeah, what's good? I'm here.
Okay, what's happening?
Well, I got two things to say. One, I want to say that to get your shit. So I just want to know. My question was on the relationship between the conversation and the body language and how that can help. What was more important? You said to go ahead and I could get your stuff. I can find it. So where can I find the part on that?
Wait a minute. You said what are you asking about?
My question earlier was about body language and how important that is to read that and be up on that compared to your conversation. So you
right.
said if you told me, I wouldn't do it. So you said I should get your shit. So I'm saying where on your stuff can I find that answer to my particular question so that I can go ahead and get it?
Okay, check this out, bro. I hear you. Listen, I got a site, AskRosebud.com, but I think the body language tool, matter of fact, hold on. Let me see. I'm going to see right now. I got this shit right here. I think body language.
And in the meantime, could I comment, though, on the last call?
Go ahead.
And what it was about is like when the chick reached across him and he didn't really like it, in a way you could kind of like nice, you don't got to be mean about it, you nicely grab her hand or whatever, cool and smooth, you could do it on something and you could deliver something as you say to like, baby, I don't really don't like nobody really just reaching across my face like that, doing yada yada yada, and you know, you could, hey, if you want, you want. If you're a romantic nigga, you could go ahead and hold her hand up nice and go ahead and give a kiss on her hand and pass it back to her, whatever. Whatever you're trying to do, you know what I'm saying, whatever floats your boat. But if you don't want to go ahead and be a totally mean nigga and just be like, yo, you like you barking at this broad, talking about like, yo, get your hand out of my face.
Hey, that's some good. Look, I'm reading these titles, man. God, I'm just fighting. Okay, it ain't in Down and Dirty, so it's on Ask Rosebud, bro. Go to Ask Rosebud, and I got tools, and it's one of those tools. I'll tell you which number it is. Okay, body. I didn't even see it, man. Shit, it's on one of these motherfuckers, man. I'll do that shit.
All right, OG. No, I'm going to hold you up. I'm going to go look into it. I'll look into it for myself. You hear me?
All right, bro, for sure. All
right,
for sure, man. All right, you guys. What the fuck I do with that body language, dude? But check this out, man. This is an ology show. You know, the ology, I got somebody still over. The ology means the study of, you know, man shit. Menology, that's what we're doing. And we need to understand that we have to study this shit. I had to really overcome a lot of shit to reprogram my thinking. And I'm able to focus on the stuff I'm doing today because I reprogrammed myself. I made myself change. I knew that if I didn't change, I was not going to get what I wanted to get. 713, what's up?
Hey, this is Dave. Yeah, I'm at work, but the previous caller had asked about a tool about body language.
Right.
Yeah, it's under the Ride Along series, tool number one, understanding body language.
You motherfucker, Dave. Thanks, bro. You're right. It is one of them tools. Hey, man, matter of fact, Dave, you mean I better get bro back. Dave, thanks. 347, wasn't it? Oh, that was 9-something. He's gone. Okay, but any motherfucking way. I had to just overcome some shit. And once I overcame that damn, there you go. 973, I see you, bro.
Okay.
Hey, man. Man, that was one of the cats in my SWU. That tool is not on, it's there, but it's in the ride-along series on the Astros.
Oh, that wasn't me asking for it. That was the dude after me that had the comment. I knew where it was. I didn't know how to work this shit. I'm learning how to work this. I was going to push it and tell him that I was on the ride-along. But
okay, cool.
That wasn't me.
All right. But anyway, man, you got to understand that you got to differentiate between how well you fuck her and how special she feels about you allowing her to give you some pussy. You got to make those distinctions. You know, because if you don't differentiate, you can't let because you fucked the bitch good be all you rely on. Fucking her good need to be sealed. And you can't seal it without saying something that's silly. You know, dudes of my character, we ain't thankful. We ain't ever thankful the bitch gave us no goddamn pussy. It's a mental celebration that we go through. Each time we catch a bitch, you know, that a new bitch and fucker, and we can only appreciate when we know the woman knows how fortunate she is. You can't appreciate it, at least I can't, unless, you know, you say whatever, and baby get to explaining how this, that, and the other rocked her boat and blah, blah, blah. Sure, you had a good dick, boo. No. Just the way you touch me, you know, the things you be saying to me, that kind of stuff. Man, that's the shit. This is how you supposed to think of yourself. And if you don't, neither will a bitch. Shit. If you can't think like that of yourself, what makes you think she can think like that of you? One of the most important things that you have to do is learn that you got to think the correct things at all times. And thinking correctly is going to make you a confident man. It's going to help you be confident. A real motherfucker always thinking in the correct manner. And women don't care if you know calculus. If you want to have a woman attracted to you, there's only one goddamn thing you can do, and that's represent being a man. And you just really have to believe it. Belief is important. It's an important aspect of any man's life. Or I should say it should be. You know, to me, it's intricate to how I live. It's intricate to how I progress every day. And what's even more important is my beliefs are actually me. I'm a motherfucker who's confident in saying I'm the sum total of my beliefs. And you should be. This is what you should strive for. On this show, we talk a lot about manhood. And I just realized most of the young men of today just don't have an understanding of what a man is. And that's where all the confusion comes in. Because today, everyone believes what they think is what to think. So you can't really tell them what's right or what's wrong. Because they think they can make their own definition. It means whatever they say it means. Because, you know, you could use a word in a particular way and the show means something else. You know, if you want to do that, if you want to make yourself believe all of the weakening things that you guys have, you know, incorporated in your lives, go and do it. But I just believe that you should want to get what this show offers. And this is a hold on being a man. The problem is you can't didn't get to be around a real representative of a man. And if you like most dudes I meet, you know, you was raised by moms, and that ain't a bad thing, but moms can't show you how to be a man. God damn it, moms can raise you to be a good person and to be an adult. But she can't show you how to be a man. She just can't. In my day, if possible, around the older dudes, you know, in the streets gave you directions, or they kicked your ass for fucking up. Even the winos, with their drunk insights, were promoting becoming a man back then. If they saw you as bright or talented in sports, they would encourage your ass to stay in school and do your thing. Do something with yourself. Don't be like me, boy. I'm telling you, this is important. This is an important aspect of the community that we lost. But you can get it back. All you got to do is pay attention. And when you hear something that's like foreign to you, like taking care of your goddamn responsibilities, figure out what that means instead of just letting it go in one ear and out the other. I want you to be a responsible man. I don't want you to be no adult playing dress up every weekend as Halloween. I want you guys to know that my shows are not going to stop. I had told you I might stop them. But I didn't already incorporate my two new podcasts, and I ain't had to change nothing. So I'm not going to change nothing. I'm going to get it sharp. I mean, more tighter. It wasn't really tight as far as the scheduling. But I'm going to get all that down, and I'm going to be much, much better at that being on time and shit for that podcast, because I was late twice. All right, you guys, that's it for me today. My shows, I forgot to tell you that. My shows are getting shorter. They're going to be an hour. I'm not quite ready to make it an hour. But I'm doing 7 shows a week now. I was doing 2. But now I'm doing 7. So we got to give your boy a little break. But in the meantime, y'all just stay cool and get with me Thursday Down and Dirty 101. We're out.